is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Rajaratnam. His autobiography, Uneven Justice, The Plot to St. Gallen. Raj, you were 7.5 years detained in jail, federal jail. You wrote this book while incarcerated. And now, these years later, you have many lessons in here for others on Wall Street or others who are parts of families on Wall Street about what is and is not insider trading, what is or is not material non-public information, what is or is not confidential information. There's no clarity here, so I'm not going to ask you to clarify that. I'm going to look at Preet Bharara, the U.S. attorney who created an atmosphere of lawman at the U.S. district for the Southern District of New York. Now, we started by talking about how Preet Bharara's own investigation of insider trading came up with no clarity. That is true everywhere now, and I understand that that's advanced the case. However, is it your measure that the government has learned from this? Is the prosecution in other U.S. attorney's offices or in other DA's offices, are they going to take to heart the fact is that they've been using language sloppily, inarticulately all these decades, and it must stop?
John, my book, I want to address something that's bigger than insider trading. It's about prosecutorial oversight and accountability and civil rights, violations of civil rights that should not be tolerated in a civic society. I love this country. The day I took the oath as an American citizen, I accepted the laws of this country. I think that a vast majority of prosecutors and the vast majority of the FBIs do a great job and are people of honest caliber and integrity. Now, so my book was written not to define what insider trading should be, but the perils of unchecked power. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. I started writing this book for my children. I had no intention of publishing it. But when I went to prison, my story was not unique. There were several people there who experienced prosecutorial misconduct. And that's when I said, you know, this is bigger than Rajaratnam. There are big issues here. We are a democracy. We incarcerate more people than any other civil society. We have 5% of the world's population, and we incarcerate about 20 to 25% of the population. That's just not acceptable. And we need to search within ourselves and see why is this happening. So, yes, I would love clarity. I'm sure the big technology firms like Facebook and Twitter and Google that collect information on citizens would love clarity. I'm sure that cryptocurrency participants would like clear rules, because if we don't have clear rules, an unscrupulous, ambitious prosecutor can interpret it, play his narrative on the public stage. And these are complex cases with complex issues, and the jury can be swayed.
Final question, Raj, because in working through this, I began to think of you as the Count of Monte Cristo, a man who was unjustly imprisoned and managed to, after all these years, escape and come back not for revenge, but for what we say, clarity. Is there comfort in the fact that you now get to speak out? Does that give you some compensation for all these years of having these questions unanswered?
John, I am in a good place. I know who my great friends are. In adversity, you get to know who your friends are. So I was lucky at the age of 52 to know who my friends are. I have a wonderful family that worked with me every step of the way. I have no bitterness. I'm in a place where I can help the less fortunate. And I've set up a charity called evenjustice.org to try to create an awareness and work with organizations that want there to be an even-handed justice system. I know there's bipartisan support for criminal justice reform, but most of the attention is based on police brutality on the street. What I'm saying is there's a bigger issue of brutality in the courtroom that's not visible to the average citizen.
The book is Uneven Justice, The Plot to Sink Galleon. Raj Rajaratnam, the author, it's an autobiography. And we need part two. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.